I said it not in December, it was still in the way that Randy was at.
It's 7:01, and we're going to call the Columbia City Council meeting to order. Roll call, please.
No.
Oh, I forgot. That's Stan. Pledge allegiance. Okay, we're already ready to go.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now we can have roll call.
Wiegold.
Here.
Warwick.
Here.
Romine.
Here.
Penrod.
Here.
Simpson.
Here.
And before you and your iPads or packets, we have a minute from, we'll go ahead and move that up, of the last meeting. Any questions or concerns from the previous meeting minutes?
Make a motion, we approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion by Ben, second by Jackie. Any further discussion? All those in favor of approve, show sign. Be unanimous, and one abstention from Mr. Simpson. At this point in time, the next up on the agenda is a tax abatement for Impact CNC. I believe we have Mr. Teal and Mr. Bushy here.
All right, good evening. Well, we have a request for a 10-year tax abatement on equipment for Impact CNC. So I'll turn over to Jerry just here in a minute. But we've been busy at work with a number of our local companies on opportunities here this spring. I'm sorry I couldn't join you, but 2 weeks ago we had a project brought to council. We have Jerry's project today. We may have a few more coming. But I'm very pleased to see that throughout Whitley County, we have companies choosing to expand here, aggressively looking for opportunities to grow their businesses, and choosing to do so here in our backyard, so to speak. So I want to introduce Jerry Bushy with Impact CNC. Jerry has three businesses in Whitley County. We first started working together back in 2010, I think it was. So time flies when you're busy having fun. But really do want to emphasize just how much we appreciate being able to work with Jerry. To see him start not one, not two, but three companies here, someone who is very dedicated to building companies the right way, investing in his employees and his capabilities and developing what our globally competitive businesses here in Whitley County. So, Jerry, a bit about the project.
Thank you. We appreciate the opportunity to come before you and ask for this tax abatement. We were looking at expanding our building out there on Williams Drive, but we decided that we could purchase this building on Swinehart, put a healthy investment in it, and turn it into a nice manufacturing plant and also revitalize an area that's not so nice today. So as you see, what we did on Williams Drive is our plan for this building. So this summer we're expanding the invest almost $500,000 into this building, not including all the equipment that we'll put in and all the jobs we'll create. So it should be about 80 jobs total and about $5 million of capital equipment on top of the investment in the building. Any questions?
I don't know that this was in here, but did I understand you're moving some equipment from another location?
Very little, just a few lines, just to create a little bit of space over there. We bought a company in New Haven, Indiana, mm-hmm. and we bought some used equipment there that we're moving, but it's only about 16 pieces of equipment, which is it's not a fraction of what we'll put into the new building. The new expansion that we're planning on spending will be all new equipment, and it'll be about $5 million in capital.
Okay.
We just got recently awarded one new project from a customer that'll be just about $2.4 million just for one project. So, and that should be taking place this summer.
Good.
Any other questions? Well,
last time we had a sheet that had a total number that they had at the bottom. I don't see that. Like when they went through the questionnaire,
Abatement committee.
Yeah, Jeff and I have gone through that.
You did, okay.
Yeah, the tax abatement committee met last week, provided input from Jackie, Ben, the mayor, and of course myself on it. And I apologize, I put the summary sheet as far as the request for the 10-year and our recommendation.
Okay.
I believe that it was, correct me if I'm wrong, over 20 points.
Yes.
Okay.
Which was well in excess of the 8-point requirement. So,
okay.
Yeah, I do apologize for that.
No
but
problem.
Yeah, it far exceeded.
Okay.
Yeah. The threshold.
Any further questions? Okay, at this time, need to receive a motion to read resolution number 2015-4 by title only.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Nicole, seconded by Ben. All those in favor, show sign. It's approved of all of us present. So, Rosie?
Resolution 2015-4, a resolution approving the deduction of assessed valuation for personal property improvements within an economic revitalization area in Columbus City, Indiana.
Any other questions or concerns to this? We have a motion.
Make a motion to approve resolution number 2015-4.
Second.
Ben, motion made by Ben, seconded by Jackie. Any further discussion?
Do we want to fill in a term? Down at the bottom, it says be a further result.
Term of 10 years on the sliding scale.
So amended motion.
I'll amend the motion to include the term and the sliding scale.
Second.
And second. Okay, any further discussion? All those in favor, show sign. It is unanimous. Now, the next is a statement. I got this correct. Bess is just going to move. Statement of benefits. I've got to figure out where. I've got so many pages in here. I'm trying to figure out where we're at. The statement of benefits was examined by the board as well.
Yes. It's $4 million in, estimated $4 million in equipment, $50,000 in IT equipment, create 80 new jobs at a payroll of a little over $2.3
million. Any further discussion? Okay, I need a motion to accept the statement of benefits.
Make a motion to accept the statement of benefits.
Second.
The motion by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion? All those in favor, show sign. It's approved 100% by the council. So, good rule with that one.
So thank you.
The next one is resolution. I'm sorry?
That's it with him.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Approved. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is resolution 2015-5, approving a resolution amending the redevelopment plan and economic development plan of the redevelopment commission. Ooh, that was wordy. Mm-hmm. Too many redevelopments in that one.
Yeah.
20-5. How much is corporate with paper than it is?
Look at
that. Okay. I'll just look over here. It's quarter. Try to find it on this thing.
Need to make a motion.
Yeah.
This is the first one.
All right. At this point in time, can I get a motion for reading by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by motion by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Rosie, please read Resolution 2015-5.
Resolution 2015-5, City of Columbia City Common Council approving declaratory resolutions and amended redevelopment plan and an economic development plan of the Redevelopment Commission and approving the order of the City of Columbia City Planning Commission.
You read that a lot better than I could.
That is a lot of pretty wordy.
You want to go over this, Jeff, or you want me to?
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, this is this has gone before the Planning Commission. It was approved unanimously. What the Redevelopment Commission is proposing doing is expanding or creating a new TIF area in what we're calling the Railroad Corridor. If you look in the map, that's a little bit further back in your packet. Basically, it's along the Cardinal Green, along that old railroad corridor that runs up through there. That's got a lot of the old manufacturing buildings that are in various states of disrepair. The Redevelopment Commission wanted to expand or put a TIF down there so we could work on cleaning that up, redeveloping it, and using and then we'd get the TIF revenue from it that we could then reinvest and continue redeveloping that area. It's an area that's long been neglected, and it gave us an opportunity to do something with it. So you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, it's we've targeted several properties that are poised for redevelopment in that area, and we're pretty excited about the long-term prospects of it, quite honestly.
One of the other things that we were doing in this was we were adding the Smith's Funeral Home property, since they just to our downtown TIF in addition to that, because we weren't able to help them with their project because they were outside the TIF. So we'll get the increment on that. And was there another one we were adding or removing?
We had taken out the former Testworth property out of the existing one and moved it to the new one.
Okay. So our existing TIF will expire in 2025?
Yeah.
So the thought process of that was about if we got it cleaned up, we would never realize the revenue from those efforts. So we put that in the new TIF. That so depending on the time frame of whether or not that property gets redeveloped, that gives us some more time to work on that one.
Why is there a break in the TIF?
The railroad TIF?
A break?
Yeah, there's two sections and there's a spot in the middle.
That's because, excuse me, that came up at the Plan Commission as well. The gap is railroad-owned property, Bill, and it doesn't have a parcel number attached to it, as same as the railroad itself. There's no way to call it out on the map. Okay. So it is part of the entire area, but doesn't have a parcel number. That's the problem sometimes with GIS.
But yeah. So if the railroad decides to sell the property to someone else, and they want to develop that property, it's still within the district?
It is. It okay. is within the district. And for the record, I tried to purchase it on behalf of the city when we were doing our Southwest Storm project, and they were vehemently opposed to selling it. So I don't. They're making too much money off of it when we're requiring easements across it for our utilities.
I see.
Any further questions? Hearing none, do I have a motion to accept Resolution 2015-5?
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion by Jackie and a second by Mr. Simpson. Any further discussion? All those in favor of approving Resolution 2015-5, show sign. This is unanimous. Next up on the agenda is ordinance. Oops. What's that? Ordinance 2015-1, amendment to the pretreatment ordinance, second reading. We've We had this discussion last month, or last 2 weeks ago. Has anybody received any calls or information that might change? Okay, at this time, can I have Rosie read Ordinance 2015-1 by title only?
Did anybody make a motion?
Oh, I'll make a motion.
Second.
Oh, there we go. Get the cart before the horse half the time, sorry. You make the motion.
She made the motion, I seconded it.
Okay, Nicole made the motion, Ben seconded it. Now we can go with that.
We got to vote.
There we go.
Ordinance 2015-1, an ordinance amending Chapter 55, pre-treatment of pollutants of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
Again, like I said, we've had this before. Mike, do you have anything pre-treatment? Anything?
No, I just the last time it's just a change of multiplier to protect us. It's just a difference between a grab sample and a composite sample. With a grab sample, they're able to use a multiplier to come up with their sample, but whatever it is, I forget the multiplier I used last time. If we have a set of guidelines that they have to go by, and what it does, it actually puts it closer. By lowering the multiplier on a grab sample, it puts it closer to our limits than where it was before compared to a composite sample. Does that dirty the water even more?
Mm-hmm. Clear the mud.
All right. Anything else? We have a motion.
Make a motion to approve Ordinance 2015-1 on second reading.
Second.
A motion made by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion? All those in favor, show sign. That's approved unanimously. Let's see. Ordinance 2015-3, adoption of the supplement to the Code of Ordinances. Rosie.
This is an ordinance that we pass every year that adopts our updates to our code book after our ordinances have been sent in and codified. And so I'm asking that it's done in an emergency situation, and so you can approve it on the first reading.
Okay, at this time, I need a motion to read this by title only.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Rosie, please read this by title only.
Ordinance 2015-3, an ordinance enacting and adopting a supplement to the Code of Ordinances for the City of Columbia City and declaring an emergency.
Do you have any further discussion on this? And may I have a motion?
Make a motion to approve Ordinance 2015-3 on emergency.
Second.
Motion made by Ben, seconded by Jackie. Any further discussion? All those in favor, show sign. And it is unanimous. Next up is Ordinance.
You don't have that. That's tabled.
Okay.
That didn't get finished.
Right. This ordinance 2015-6 amendment to the nuisance ordinance is going to be tabled again until the next meeting. We're still trying to finish up that and clarify some of the instances that are within that ordinance. Next up is the Humane Shelter yearly report. In that, we don't have anybody here to discuss that with, but it is in your packet, so to speak. Basically, it's how their prices are break down, the animals, and how basically what type of animals they have and the names of the animals. I would prefer, my opinion is, I wish we had somebody here to help describe, you know, what's going on with this instead of just giving us a paper report. I would like to, if we're going to continue supporting the Humane Shelter, which I think is valid, obviously a valid, or it's an absolute need to our community, but I would like to have somebody come in and explain that to us a little more detail. I mean, that's...
I don't think it's any different than
I'm sorry?
I don't think it's any different than the tax abatements.
Exactly.
They need to be here.
And I had just happened to talk to Mark Espick, and he told him that, you know, you guys haven't been in for some for numerous years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if they've been in since.
They haven't been in our term.
Okay. And I said, we really would appreciate an update from you guys. And he said, well, he sends a county one. But I said, well, we'd really like to get one, too. Mm-hmm. So he did send us this, but I never requested that he be here. But I can tell him that, you know, it'd be nice for him to come and explain where they're at. And
I can just help.
Hopefully we'll have a presentation made by them here in the near future.
Okay.
And let's see.
25,000 is what we provide them annually?
Okay, next up is Mr. LaRue. I got a report.
Department reports?
Yes, sir.
Finally happy to announce that 2 weeks from today we'll be heading, a group of four of us will be heading to South Dakota to do final inspection on our truck. It will leave on a Tuesday morning and come back on Wednesday evening, so it'll be kind of a hurry up and get it done, final inspection on our new truck.
Okay.
So that's kind of an exciting time for our department. We're finishing up our, when I say finishing up, we're a couple months out from finishing up our Firefighter 1-2 class over in our training room that our department's sponsoring, so that's a good thing. And other than that, things are going really smooth for us right now, knock on wood. Nothing major to announce.
Questions at Tom? Mr. Walker.
Just a couple of updates to the report that I emailed yesterday. Last week, we had met with NDOT, and that was in the report. You'll see a flurry of activity out along 205 for the road construction project that's upcoming. Right now, Infrastores is the subcontractor for NIPSCO relocating the gas lines. And then Fox contractor was out there today surveying the both permanent right-of-way and the temporary construction areas. And representing the city at the pre-construction meeting last week was obviously myself, and then Park Department and Mary Hartman from the library was also there. I had invited Parkview, but nobody came to that. I intend to follow up with them once things get going. And as Alan had indicated, there's a lot of going on with industries growing right now. We're currently working with another one that possibly next council meeting, if not next one, the following one will be in for a tentative tax abatement. This is a longstanding company that continues to grow and is outgrowing their facility. So don't want to be a spoiler on this. We'll just wait until it comes to you. But hopefully in the next 2 week to 4 week period, we'll be reporting more on it.
Questions of Joe? Mr. Shoda?
So far we've hooked up about 9 meters on the wells, and also met with Wilcoxon for down at CNR Plating for their needs for a sprinkler system. So we're going to start running an 8-inch water main down Wallace Avenue to Walnut Street there, and then north on Walnut Street to that stop sign, and then we'll stop there, and then they'll hook into that with their sprinkler system.
Questions of Mike? Chiefs.
And last week I met with all four of our trainers trying to set the yearly training calendar. Should be up within the next week. We're going to restructure a little bit of our defensive tactics training and some of our firearms training, so we'll work together with that and get the training set up for this year. Car quotes and equipment I'm still working on, I should have that ready by next Board of Works meeting to present to them. Got a drug task force meeting on Friday with the sheriff and the prosecutor. We're going to county's going through a personnel change, so we'll work together to see how those changes impact the drug task force. And then we start taking applications for a new hiring process. We'll take applications through March 11th. And once we receive those applications, we'll set the other steps of that process in place, the written test, physical, agility, and then the interviews. And we'll narrow that down to a hiring pool. Just a quick update on the two new officers. Officer Valentic is in week 10 of the academy, so we've got 6 weeks left. As soon as he returns in the middle of March, then Officer Carpenter will go down for 16 weeks of the academy. So they're both doing well.
Any questions, the Chief? Mike?
Our boiler's been repaired. They did find a crack in it. They welded that up, put it back in service last Friday. It'll be in the end of this week to actually do a tune-up on the burner system on it. Since they pulled everything apart, they found some moisture in the gas lines. It's running, but it's not running the way it should, so we'll come in and tune it, and so it runs more efficiently. I've been working on a pump replacement at Armstrong lift station. We had a pump that went bad there that we've had repaired over and over and over. We cannot get that model anymore because it's single phase, and the company's starting to phase those out because nobody likes to work on the single phase motors. They'd rather have a three phase. I did find the parts to put this one back together, but then I've also contacted another company, and they're supposed to be giving me a quote. I was hoping to have that this evening, but I checked and I haven't got it yet, on a replacement compared to putting this back together and making one like we had. I don't know what's going to be cheaper, but whichever cheaper is the way that we'll go. During the Board of Works meeting, we approved the Lincoln Point subdivision. We had to start up on the station today. Everything was correct, and we witnessed the operations of it. Everything was good. The only thing that's left to do is some springtime work with some stone, fencing, and a security light. That's all I have.
Questions of Mike? Sean?
We did begin our annual tree board tree removal process this week, so citizens will see a lot of wood laying around in the front yards and things like that. We'd like to work for a solid week taking trees down and chipping brush, and then we'll go back on general on Friday and pick up the wood from the trees that week, just so it's not laying around for too long before it. More time to get snowed on it, more difficult to get it picked up. So if they do have a tree with an X on it, and they should have received a letter saying that the city is going to remove the tree. If they do have a tree with an X on it, did not receive a letter, they'll need to contact Martha at the mayor's office, because we will be there shortly to take it down. We began trimming some secondary wires and some primary wires at Columbia Shores. There's a couple areas that still have overhead, primary and secondary through there. Ideally, I'd like to have a good portion of Columbia Shores buried underground this year, if budget allows and time allows. But temporarily, we'll just trim them out to keep everybody on and keep some good service back there. Tomorrow, we're doing a changeover at Oakview Tool and Die. I believe it's called SGS now. They upgraded a lot of things inside that building. You guys signed an abatement for them. We had to double the size of their electric service for all the new equipment they're bringing in. So we had extended the three-phase line a little bit, put up a new bank for them. So tomorrow, we'll do the cutover for that. We'll be hooking them up to the new service. We did get some, I'm still researching options for our fuel pumps out at the maintenance facility. Estimates came back quite a bit higher than what I had hoped. So we may have to keep looking by with what we got and keep it in. We currently have it operational, but we're working on getting a better system out there. And then tomorrow or sometime this week, I hope to receive shipping confirmation for our fiber optic line that we've been waiting for nearly a year for now. So hopefully if we get that, I can bring
good news in the next meeting, and we'll have a start mobilizing the contract to do the installation and things like that. Keep you guys up to date on that. That's it.
Questions for Sean?
Another question for Sean, but I thought of something for Tom. A couple of weeks ago, or a couple of meetings ago, we had a discussion about vacating of that alley, and I'd ask you to look and see if that would cause any problems for emergency personnel.
I didn't see any problems with it, but I did go down and look at it. I didn't see any problems with it.
Okay.
I apologize. I didn't report that back to you.
What's wrong? So we want to bring him back in. Okay. What's, were we supposed to get back with him, Rosie?
They said that when they were ready, because they had to prepare an ordinance to get everything, and then and he was had been tied up. He came in and seen me about 2 weeks ago. So
he's going to make the
it's next. He's the one that's got to activate it.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for him to come back.
Next up, Marcia.
I have nothing, thank you.
Rosie.
I was just going to give an update on our taxes. We did get our approval back last week. We had to cut, let's see, I got the right paper here, $314,000, I think it was, in the general fund. Let's try to get the paper on. And 73,000, I believe it was in the Stricker Park, and sorry, I misplaced my paper. Oh, here it is. 314,000 in the general, 56,000 in the street, and about 74,000 in the park. And we lost over, it was 9,585,000. $894 in assessed value that went down. Tried to find out why, and what they told me was $1,496 is in appeals from 2013. $4,289 was due to trending, and $3,799 is due to tax abatements and exemptions. So that's the reasoning that our assessed value went down. So we did get the cuts done and approved. Everything's approved, but it was really a hit. Not everybody's budgets are less than what they were last year.
Actually, that's not this current year. That was the year prior to this one. That's how they're always a year, year behind. And it's also a time where everything's catching up to the circuit breakers. And that's messing with us now as well.
Correct.
So, you know, now we're starting to feel the effects of the state's decisions that were made a few years back. And now it's starting to really hit us. Now we're starting to pay the consequences, which means with some of the cuts could be some of the services being cut as well. I mean, that's just the way it goes, I'm afraid.
You know. So is this the 15 budget?
Yeah.
That's cut? If you get a chance, can you send us out revised budgets to me so we can compare to what we approved back in the fall?
It would probably be helpful if it was highlighted the areas that were changed.
Yeah, and I can do that.
Not to give you more.
There's
work.
A lot of scribbling. Well, we've already did it, and it's a lot of scribbling, but I'll try and make it so you can understand which ones we cut and how much. Because I've been working with them since then on some other various ways we could get around some of it, and the final one was just given to me today. So I'll get you a copy of all that.
Anything else?
I think that's it.
Jackie?
Nothing.
I don't have anything.
I don't have anything major today.
I just have a follow-up on the letter to Bruce Coyle. and he stopped in to see me, and I think he understands that we can't change the dates that he wants us to change. And he did talk to me a little bit about enforcement, and I told him that unless people call in and tell us where the fireworks actually are, it's kind of hard to tell where they come from. So he said that he knows where they come from, and he will call if they start next year on days outside those days. So,
yeah, if he calls, we'll send somebody that way.
Okay. Bill, media, audience, you have anything? All right, meeting is adjourned.